This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I think it'd be totally impartial. I think he's a great judge. He's known as a great judge. If there's one disappointment, I don't think that you people covered an aspect that's very important, very, very important, and that's what he's done over the last 30 years. You know, you're going back to high school, you're going back to college. What has he done over the last 30 years?
All right, so that was the president today. As he was out, and when he was out, he made some comments about Kavanaugh. He made some comments about Dr. Ford. And it's coming to maybe an end this upcoming weekend, whether or not Judge Kavanaugh gets confirmed as the next Supreme Court Justice. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we're hanging out, and we hang out. You know, I always say this, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or you don't like to label yourself anything. You are always welcome to the party, 855-266-5283. If we were doing an unofficial poll of what I've heard from many of you on whether he gets confirmed or not, you think my numbers are accurate, that there is a 60% chance that he gets confirmed. I would say, I don't know, we might be able to jump that up in the next couple days. I feel like from what we're hearing, or from what I'm hearing from people who I know on the Hill, that Flake is definitely leaning toward confirming, and that Collins and Murkowski are playing it close to the vest, but one of them may as well confirm him, and then that the numbers would add up no matter what happens with whatever's going on, the rigmarole of the going through their redactedness of what in the FBI report or what can be released or what's summarized or what will the public know and how do we debate this. But it is up to those senators. That's it. They take a vote. Once the vote goes, then that's what you got. So I think that that vote does happen this weekend, and most people in Washington are saying the same thing, barring, I don't know, something unforeseen, but it doesn't look like there's anything unforeseen. It's yada yada, here's what you do, we have this investigation, we're only going so deep, you know, through so many people, and then that's it. Then we move on from there. By the way, speaking of moving on, it's so interesting because the longest game in postseason for the Cubs just wrapped up, the National League wild card game. The Rockies win it in 13-2-1 over the Chicago Cubs. So the Rockies get their first postseason win since 2008. How about that? Longest winner-take-all game in postseason history. Winner-take-all, baby, so that means it's Colorado. The Rockies were threatening all season long in the NL West, making it very tough for the Dodgers and Arizona. Arizona's not even there. The Dodgers end up claiming the West, and then this is how it all ends. And for the Cubs, it was looking good in front of the Cub fans because it was tied up in the eighth, Javi Baez with a run-scoring double. But in the end, it doesn't matter because Tony Walters comes up and is Mr. Clutch, and he gives the Rockies the lead. So there you go. Mixing in some baseball along with the politics of the day in measuring success. Crazy day, by the way, with an envelope addressed to President Trump containing a substance that they say was ricin and appeared to be connected to a similar envelope that was sent to the Pentagon. So, yes, this is what it turns out to be. So they're looking, you know, the FBI is obviously investigating that, and they're looking into ricin in general. They're always on the alert for that, somebody sending something suspicious. So it's not that it would have necessarily crossed the president's desk. I mean, obviously that was the intention, but it didn't it didn't happen, but that it takes your breath away when that kind of stuff goes on. While that was going on, I mean, it was just a typical day of what washes out of D.C. You've got these questionable tax deals that the New York Times talked about with the Trump family gaining millions. Then you have the president mocking Christine Ford's testimony when he was at Mississippi rally. What he said, and you heard it there, was, you know, not what she's not remembering. So, well, what he talked about there is, you know, 30 years ago, what is the guy like now? What is Kavanaugh like now? But Trump also said 36 years ago this happened, and then he said, when she testified last week, how did you get home? I don't remember. How did you get there? I don't remember. Where's the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? The crowd cheered and clapped. I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where's it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing that I remember. So that was a big departure from the comments last Friday where he referred to the testimony as compelling. And that's what he said. He said a man's life is in tatters. His wife is, you know, he said his wife is shattered. They destroy people. Presumably, I guess he was referring to the Democrats who have led the opposition to Kavanaugh. They want to destroy people. These people are really evil. And earlier in the night, the crowd at the rally in Mississippi was chanting, you know, we want Kavanaugh. And it looks like that could be exactly what happens here by the end of the weekend, maybe by the end of Saturday. However, who knows? It comes down to what I said before, and I wish I could tell you more. It is that vote. It is the swing vote. It is those three votes. It is Jeff Flake. It is Senator Susan Collins and Murkowski. And Lisa Murkowski, what do they say? Where do they go? That's it. So confirmed or not confirmed. The FBI report, the Republicans say the FBI report would be secret. Democrats say the issue is his credibility. So where do you go? Like I said, where do you go from there? By the way, we see these things constantly happening, but we don't always talk about them. What is the deal with people on planes? And American Airlines had to have a flight diverted to Missouri due to an unruly passenger. So they were forced to make an emergency landing. American Airlines flight 2763 from Phoenix to Boston had to be diverted. A passenger started to was doing weird things, pull-ups using an overhead luggage compartment. Pull-ups. He was trashed out of his mind, appeared to be anyway, boarded the plane with a woman, two dogs, stumbling his way into his seat. He ordered more alcohol. The plane took off. Then he accosted the flight attendants verbally. He wouldn't sit down, and he refused to sit down, started calling her names, started doing the push-ups, and there you go. So it was weird because then I looked at this, and they say the flight lands, and a spokesperson for the FBI field office in Kansas City said, no one was taken in custody, no charges were filed. How's that? I mean, shouldn't there be like some kind of sentencing for flight interference? I mean, that's crazy. Two dogs on the flight? I mean, wow. Somebody suggested, I was looking at Twitter today, why don't they have ejection seats just like military aircraft? If somebody gets crazy on the plane, for goodness sake. All right, just scratched the surface. When we come back, odds and ends. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart and body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Rockies in the playoffs. We got Ryson headed to the White House and the Pentagon, but it's stopped. And we got the president and taxes and the confusion over what Papa Trump did. And is anyone going to pay the price? And what kind of evidence do they have of this that they got to investigate? But the New York Times did a huge expose on it. So now the New York tax authority is investigating it, and ultimately they'll come up with something. But for those that are saying criminal charges, there's no criminal charges. The statute of limitations is way over. Fred Trump is dead. It's not going to happen against his relatives. There may be some kind of tax restitution, but that's as far as that would go. So there you go on that one. And then in the meantime, it is about Kavanaugh and whether he gets approved. It seems like that's the broken record. We're talking about it. And now the FBI investigation, and supposedly more women are coming forward. But it's just going to matter what's in that testimony. And is there something unforeseen that we don't know? And the answer is it doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. So probably we have our next Supreme Court justice. If not, there's a short list and some others that would anxiously love to jump into the middle of this fray. Well, maybe not love, but would love to have a shot at being a Supreme Court justice. That's for sure, because there's no higher honor, I think, when you get a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land and you've been a judge and this is your profession and you get tapped for that. Decisions that forever stand, or can, ultimately move the needle in all kinds of directions. I mean, it's a wow. It's a mind-blowing. You know, we got three branches of government, and boom, you'd be on the Supreme Court. That's a huge, huge honor. Let's go out to Grimm. Hello, Grimm.
Hey, Kay.
Hello.
I was calling in about your interview with Steve Forbes. I know it's kind of old, but and we talked about it before. You and I both believe in a flat tax. But
yeah.
Steve Forbes, like most of them in D.C., they want 17% or better. Now, the flat
yes.
tax was the genius of the greatest man that ever lived, and that's all he ever requested was a flat tax. Now, why would I want to pay more than what Jesus...
Yeah, they have good touche, good point. You're right.
Okay. Now, if we do go by biblical terms, you'll find that even in the Bible, it tells you that the tribes did better. And 10%, that's base 10 math. Think of the billions, I'd say, with the IRS, all these auditors and everything, because most idiots have 10 fingers and can do math with their fingers.
Yeah, that's true. Can't do
so,
it. You're right.
Why not just make it the flat tax? Because the wealth from giving back to the workers will come back and grow better and stronger and faster because, hey, face it, it's just like with work. If you create more workers, you create more income.
That's true. You create more income that way, absolutely.
These economists and these senators and everything, they want to complicate everything because they like squeezing 2 or 3 cents out that they can put in their pocket. Because when you do 2 or 3 cents in the billion numbers, you make pretty good money. But
you're right.
It's fun that you talk about taxes and, you know, you open up with this Kavanaugh thing and this country sitting here doing their best trying to get rid of Trump, and you talk a little bit about that here. Well, just think, what if Trump was impeached? Do they want someone by the name of Mike Pence bringing down Catholic or some Christian church laws upon them and bring back the morality laws and really hit them up hard?
No. You're right.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are they fighting so hard? When, if they do get rid of him, it's not like Hillary's going to sit in the chair. It'll be Mike Pence.
It would be Mike
Pence. That's the way our law's written.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he's going to do everything to strike forth to get rid of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's going to do everything up there in D.C. to get rid of the immoral and corrupt. I guarantee y'all.
Yeah, you're
crazy.
Right.
It's like your own foot. But
right, be careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Right.
You're right.
You know, they may be hoping he'd become a pacifist, but he's been sitting behind Donald watching Donald take down the swamp. And, you know, he said, hey, there's a lesson to be learned. They may very well get somebody to step in there and bring back the rule of the world is going to be religious.
Mm.
Again.
And yeah.
I'll go back to the Spanish trial period, you know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Drag
out the thumb.
Yeah.
Thumb screw.
Right, everybody right through the, yeah. Right through the town square, yeah. Crazy.
I just kind of make light of it because all this stupidity here just makes me laugh sometimes. But it's serious, though, to a certain degree. So you got to try.
You're right. You're right. It's very serious. It's very serious, and then you don't realize. Here's the thing: the idea of the impeachment. I don't see that happening at all. I mean, I don't see that happening. It's not going to happen. It's just conversation. It's conversation that is just it can rattle around in a box. It's not happening. I'd be stunned. That's not happening.
Let me ask you something. Because you're probably a little too young, but in the 70s, they had a lot of senators that were getting caught at chicken farms. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, a lot. I've seen lots of documentaries, mm-hmm. lots of stories have been written about, a lot of movies. Yeah, absolutely. They were caught with prostitutes.
And nothing was done to them. They're still up there.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're still involved in the political scheme. None of them were really punished for it. I think they may have gotten one and hand slapped another. The sickness, the disease of, or just the flat out sin that grabbed these people is crazy. It's just like I know for sure, but I know too much. That's my problem.
And you and I are liking that. When you know too much, it does really paint it differently. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to bite your tongue.
You just let somebody. You just let somebody go on when they have no idea. When they haven't been through it, they haven't studied it, they haven't looked at it, they don't pay attention. Yeah. We have that
in common. So
I completely understand.
Well, not only that, but there's so many commoners that are so naive.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have living here in this state is the naivety of the people. Just because they knew somebody and they knew somebody and they knew somebody and they're from the old South here in the South, don't make them saints. And that's the problem. We had a whole bunch of Democrats that turned Republican overnight. Back in the 70s.
You're right.
During Nixon's period.
Yeah.
And them families are still carrying through. That's why I have a hard time trying to speak about anybody. Now, I knew one good politician, and he was a Democrat, but yet they were so stupid they got rid of him. That was Gene Taylor. And
Gene
the Democrats
Taylor.
There, they pretty much opposed him. On him doing anything, but one thing he did do is sit on the I'm trying to think military committee of some kind, and he maintained Ingalls and a lot of the military working bases that they wanted. They didn't want to shut down Camp Shelby,
and Grim, we're running out of time, but you're right. He was somebody who fought for that. If anyone knows anything about Gene Taylor, he was a representative for Mississippi's 4th Congressional District till 2011.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump went to Mississippi to stump for Senator Cindy Hines-Smith, who was appointed to fill out the term of the retired Thad Cochran. He told the crowd it was important to vote to expand the Republicans' narrow majority in the Senate.
A real majority, not a majority of one. Literally, if somebody's sick, it's like we have to postpone votes.
Officials are looking over a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump, which bears the same date as two resin-painted letters that were sent to the Pentagon. The Secret Service says the suspicious envelope was intercepted before reaching the White House. They say it's being seriously investigated. The other letters were addressed to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and the Chief of Naval Operations. Both letters tested positive for ricin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Well, I'm really excited to catch up with a guy I met this summer in Charleston who's just so talented and so at ease with public speaking. As many of you know, I do the public speaking thing too and absolutely love it, and I'm sure Corey Poirier gets the same kind of questions that I get, and in fact, he did a book about it. It's this whole thing of how do you do that, and he's written a book called The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak for Purpose, Impact, and Profit. What a killer title. Corey, thanks so much for catching up with us. I know you got a busy schedule.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm absolutely ecstatic to be here.
So let's talk about your road to speaking, to emceeing, to getting up in front of people, to getting hired. How'd that all happen for you?
Kind of a weird, I'm going to say a weird way for it to come together and come to life. I actually got started, and I haven't run into another speaker that followed this same path, so I think it's fairly unique. But I actually got started by having a happy accident and being tricked onto a stand-up comedy stage. And at the very same time, I had a business background, and so I essentially failed on a stand-up comedy stage week after week until I finally discovered the world of speaking, and because I had a business background, it seemed like a nice marriage to sort of marry all the things I liked about comedy and maybe a few of the things I didn't like to maybe get rid of those.
And when you first started off, what were some of the hurdles maybe you had, some of the challenges in the beginning to get where you are?
Well, first and foremost, I was terrified. of the idea of speaking on a stage. So my first hurdle, I think, was actually just making peace with the fact that I was going to be doing something that was extremely far outside my comfort zone. And so that was a major hurdle because that was essentially the core of everything I was doing. So, you know, what I was doing was essentially about 1,000 yards outside my comfort zone. So first of all, it was just, I guess, a lot of the, I'm going to call it maybe missteps that I made because I was just so inexperienced and also in my head every time I was up speaking. So I was thinking about don't do this, don't do that. And so it was, I guess, the biggest hurdle I had was my own emotional, let's say, internal dialogue was probably the biggest. And then, you know, the second part is I thought because I was finally doing what I was scared to do and I was getting some good reviews from it, I thought that clients were just going to pour in and find me. And that didn't happen either. So those are probably the two biggest, I would say.
All right, I love that you thought the clients were going to pour in and find you. Wouldn't it be great if that happened?
Well, and you get promised that, you know, when you started speaking, you hear all, you know, all these other speakers that say, basically, everything, I have all my businesses through referrals, and I don't reach out to anybody, I don't talk to anybody, they just call in and say, can we book you this date? And you hear all this stuff, and then you find it hard to find that speaker that actually has that happening.
Exactly. So tell us why you wrote the book. What made you want to write the book?
Biggest reason for me was I got asked the question over and over again. So kind of to this point that we're making, I got asked the question over and over again, how did you launch a speaking career? How can I launch one? How do you get paid to speak? And you seem to be booked a lot, so how are you getting booked so often to speak? So it was those kind of questions I kept getting. And then I started remembering what it was like for me early on and all the missteps I made. And I say trenches I fell down and manholes I fell down. And I said, I don't want other people to have to fall down the same ones I've fallen down if I can point them out to them. You know, why not have them jump over the manhole or avoid it altogether if I've already fallen down and can show them where it is? So really for me it was a matter of getting asked the question so often and realizing I could bring something to the conversation and start teaching people all the things it took me 16 years to learn so that perhaps maybe they could start out on maybe a better foot than me and have a little more guidance than I did when I began. So that's sort of what inspired it.
I love it. You have a quote in your book from one of my friends, Diana Boer, where you say, if you can't write your message in a sentence, you can't say it in an hour. Explain that.
Yeah, so to me, and I'll even go a step further and say, we have a TEDx program where we help people with their TEDx talk, and people always ask me, how long is the training each week? And I say, you know what, it's video training, and I say, it's typically 20 to 30 minutes, because if I can't share it to you in 20 to 30 minutes, how dare I try to teach you how to land and share a TEDx talk in 18 minutes? So, you know, my belief is that a lot of times we basically try to over-explain stuff and we want to add stuff in so it makes it feel like it's more valuable. But to me, you really should be able to explain it quickly and you should be able to explain it, I'm going to say in a way that people can understand it very easily in a short amount of time. And if you can't, then you probably can't explain it at all. So to me, that's what that quote means.
I love that. And so tell us about TEDx, because everybody wants to give TED Talks. And TEDx is a great way, if you're lucky enough to get picked, to really nail home what you speak about. And even if you're somebody who's in business or does something else for a living and you still have to speak, it's a great way to get your message out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, in all honesty, I would say it's the biggest game changer. And that's a bold statement, but one of the things that you probably noticed this as well, Kate, is that with books, for example, they used to be the kind of the standard rule. And if you had a book out, you were considered the expert and bookings came to you and all that kind of stuff. But now it's so easy to have an international best-selling book on Amazon the day after you release the book. And I think most readers know that as well. And so TEDx Talks seem to gain in credibility and gain in prestige, while a lot of other things now have lost a little bit of their luster because it's so much easier to do. So with a TEDx talk, they know, people watching it, that there's a reason you were selected to be on that stage, and they know that it was more than one person that selected you to be there. So because of that, there's so much prestige there. I have to say, it's opened the doors for me. Each TEDx talk I delivered opened the doors for me more so than anything else I've ever done. And so it is really a big deal because if you're a business owner, I mean, you can't talk about your business during your TEDx talk, but people will seek you out if they really resonate with your talk. At the same time, you can also list your talk all kinds of places to build your your email signature or you know, anywhere you do your bio or on social media, you can say TEDx speaker on and then list your topic, what you spoke on, put your link to your video. And so all of a sudden it opens up doors and gains credibility unlike anything else. But the cool thing is, even if only a small number of people watch your talk, when people hear you've done a TEDx talk, immediately they say, I have to listen. I have to listen to this person. So, yeah, it's a huge game changer.
Boy, that's a great tip right there. We're speaking with Corey Poirier, and his book is called The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak. And so you said you've done this for 16 years. What's the coolest thing you've ever gotten to do? And I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, that is a tough question, and I'll you know leave out three TEDx talks because obviously that would be an easy answer if we just literally talked about it. So I would say you know those are obviously really big moments, but you know this is weird because it doesn't relate to speaking at all. But you know it's the true answer that comes to me right away is I actually got to be a volunteer fireman for a day because a client seen me well a person that went to school same place as me. Saw one of my talks and then told me that he was he worked for this fireman and woman, the fireperson training school, and asked if I wanted to go through the process of what a volunteer fireman does. And so he invited me through that process, and I got to live that. So to me, that was a pretty exciting moment. And again, it wasn't speaking at the same time, but it came from speaking.
Wow, very, very cool. What do you hope people take away from your book?
I hope people take away that two things. One, speaking is harder than a lot of people think. And, you know, and I don't try to scare people out of it, but I want people to realize it's a little harder than people think. And I don't mean just on the stage. I mean building a speaking business. But secondly, I want people to realize that no matter where you start, even if you're the person sweating on the stage that almost falls off the stage, this can still all be learned. I've watched probably more speakers that were terrified on a stage and talked to more speakers that were terrified when they started who become amazing speakers than people that were naturally born to do it. So I hope people can read through that and the book and realize this stuff can all be learned and I can learn it too. So that would be my hope for a takeaway.
I love that. And see, because you're on these different stages, one thing that happens, and you talked about being a volunteer fireman for a day and what an awesome experience that was, but you also have brushes with fame because when we travel and you're at different events, a lot of times there are some celebrities that are on hand. And I know you've interviewed a bunch of them. Do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and it's a hard one to say a favorite, let's say, interviewer person, but I can tell you, and this is still probably a favorite because of this reason, but a very memorable one. And in fact, there's two that stand out, but one is a gentleman named Robin Sharma, who wrote The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and 10 other international best-selling books. And I did the interview with him while I had a toothache. And I didn't want to reveal that because I didn't want the interview to be canceled. And so I had to drink water to ease the toothache. But the factor that you don't consider when you're drinking that much water is now I'm going to need to go to the bathroom. And so the whole interview, if you listen to it, you'd never know. So that was kind of a win. But at the same time, I was pretty distracted in my head the whole time during the interview. So it made it very memorable. And then Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul co-creator, it took 4 months to get that interview. And there's a whole backstory as to how what I had to do to actually make that interview come to life and get secured. And so because of those reasons, and both of those gentlemen delivered and knocked it out of the park. Because of those reasons, those would be the most memorable and perhaps along the lines of among my favorites as well.
I absolutely love it. That's cool. Very cool. I love the toothache thing. That had to be something sitting there with your tooth throbbing. I've only had, luckily, one of those, Corey, but it's horrible, so I don't know how you did that. You just tried to get it out, I guess.
Yeah, it was not easy. I'll say that much.
Brutal. All right, pick up this book. It's The Book of Public Speaking, Learning to Speak. Corey Poirier, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It was my absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Talk to me. Where you at?
When you use public
public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Very excited to talk to Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, especially when I found out we were going to talk about something really cool. Nutrisystem has just launched a new program called DNA Body Blueprint. I was so intrigued by this. It kept me up, in fact, as I was digging into this. So, Dawn, first of all, I'm just going to ask a simple question. What is Nutrisystem's new DNA Body Blueprint program? What's it about?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a simple, effective, secure-at-home DNA test that uses a proprietary algorithm, and it really produces a personal action plan for each user's body based on eating behaviors, nutrition, and metabolism that will help them get healthy, lose weight, and are on their journey to optimal health.
Well, it's really interesting. I was reading about it on your website, and I noticed there's a picture of a woman who has done her DNA body blueprint, and it says things like, some people have a carb eater's gene, some people have a slow metabolism gene, some people have a sweet tooth gene. I'm guessing that if we can identify these things that are in our body, then we can use that information to actually help us lose weight.
That really is the key, because knowing what you are sensitive to or what your, you know, pitfalls are, if you will, is really helpful. And then some people, they say they want to live a low-carb lifestyle, but they really have nothing that would indicate that they would lose more weight on a low-carb diet. So, you know, it really depends. But this test is really cool because we provide you with a 30-page report and access to counselors to really talk about your personal results, and then we help tailor a weight loss program that will best meet your needs.
Dawn, it's such a brilliant idea. And when I think of Nutrisystem and all the conversations we've had, I always feel like you're on the cutting edge and you're listening to what people are saying. Was that the idea with this DNA body blueprint, knowing, hey, this is another step and people would get the counseling and they would really understand what's going on?
Yeah, when I think about the journey that people and the way that the world is progressing, it's all about customization and personalization. And we've done a lot over the last few years to really customize the Nutrisystem program. We also added South Beach to our product line, which is a different way of losing weight. But I think this personal concept of personal nutrition really is the way that science is going. So we worked with our science advisory board. We partnered with some really cool companies out there and people and developed a program that is just so interesting because I believe knowledge is power. And knowing more about yourself and how your body works really can help you in living a healthy lifestyle.
You know, Dawn, when I looked at this and heard about it for the first time, I thought, Dawn Zier went to MIT. We've talked with her about training as an engineer. You know, this is a very clearly anything with DNA, you're on the cutting edge. This is really bringing science to weight loss in a whole new way. This must have been really thrilling for you to be part of this project, just given your background and your interest in engineering and being a grad of MIT.
I love it. I think certainly it's one of the coolest things that we've done. And, you know, the interesting thing about DNA Body Blueprint is that it's not really about just losing weight. It really is an action plan for optimal health. So you'll learn things that will help you once you stop being on a weight loss program. You'll learn about triggers that you need to avoid or things that you can do that will help you keep the weight off. You'll learn about just things that you might have sensitivities to that will make you feel better if you avoid. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it expands beyond just the traditional weight loss categories that we've always spoken about, which to me is what is super exciting. Because it really is about optimal health.
Absolutely. And listening to you talk about this is more and more intriguing. And I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, wow, how does this test work, Dawn?
Well, if anybody's done the test to find out, you know, who your ancestors are, it actually is very similar. And it is a swab test. You know, we send you a kit, you swab, we then send it to the lab, and we then, based on that information, develop a 30-page report of select information that talks about, you know, how your metabolism works, what are your eating behaviors that you need to be aware of, what nutrition elements are good for you, what do you have adverse reactions to. So it's really cool.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about their DNA body blueprint. You know, Dawn, as I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, I kind of jokingly referred to myself as having a sweet tooth. And the DNA test, I'm sure, would reveal that. I already know that. But I think what's most interesting to me is the kinds of things that this might reveal about me that I didn't know. And you sort of touched on that. There might be certain types of foods that I shouldn't eat because my body reacts in a way that maybe makes it hard for me to lose weight or makes it easy for me to retain weight. Or I might learn things about my metabolism that could have an impact not just on my diet, but also my entire lifestyle, because I may better understand, oh, the reason I get tired at this time of day or the reason I'm wide awake at this time of day, I'm imagining I might be able to glean those kinds of things from this test as well, just by looking at the DNA results.
Sure, absolutely. You'll learn things about how your body processes fats, how it processes carbs, how it processes protein. If you have a gluten sensitivity, you could learn about that. If you, again, the sweet tooth, the salty, which I think just gives you confirmation of things that you might want to be careful about, but it gives you a whole wealth of information that I think really helps you plan. Again, it's your own personalized program, your action plan to getting to be the healthiest version of yourself that you know, that you can be. It will even tell you, you know, are you deficient in certain vitamins?
Wow. So, Don, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about all the diets. I mean, let's face it, since I was a kid and my friends, no matter what we look like, it seems like we're always talking about this diet, that diet, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And why is it? You know, we see that sometimes one diet works for one person, and they say this is the best thing ever, and then it doesn't work for another person. So I would imagine with this DNA Body Blueprint program, that would kind of end that.
It certainly will give more insight to what works best for you. So, again, things that you should avoid, things that you should do. And to me, that's what's really exciting is the uber personalization of this, mm-hmm. which I think is where everything is going. And to have it on a journey of health is extraordinarily exciting. And, you know, it's just the beginning because there are so many different directions that we can take this sort of program in.
Dawn, you mentioned that after someone does the swab for the DNA Body Blueprint, and we're talking mm-hmm. to Dawn Zier, she's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. After someone does the swab and sends it in for the DNA Body Blueprint program, they get a 30-page report, and then they have access to counselors and things like that. Once I have that report and I'm talking to that counselor, what's the process like for me to work with the counselor to figure out the right food program or diet program for me going forward?
Well, that's really up to you. It's how much information you want, how much tailoring you want. Are you using it to lose weight? Do you want to use it for maintenance? And the counselor would be able to work with you on that, tell you what foods you should eat, what foods you might want to avoid. There's even, you know, exercise components that can be incorporated in based on your DNA.
So when you developed this program, and Greg mentioned your MIT background and thinking of the report and the counselors, so intriguing, honestly. How long did it take to develop this at Nutrisystem?
Let's say we were working on it for a little over the last year, so about 18 months from concept to really thinking about it, doing the research against it, and then developing what we wanted to do, finding the right partners. And, you know, it's early on, so we're still in the process of, you know, tweaking it, if you will, you know, making sure that it works best for customers, that our communication is what we need it to be, that the report is optimized to give customers, people the best learnings that they need to move forward and be successful.
I'm guessing that part of the process here, even though you've been working on this as long as you have, part of the process was just science and capabilities in the DNA field in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think you could have done this even 3 years ago. Probably the technology didn't exist to make it happen.
I would agree, or the mainstream acceptance. I think that's the other part of it, too. So it's certainly something that's been on our radar for years, because we do believe in personalized nutrition. But, you know, part of that, exactly to your point, Greg, comes down to the timing and when is the market ready for it. So it was on our radar, and we didn't really, you know, push the button to go on it until, you know, relatively short while back.
Wow, fascinating. And I wondered, too, Dawn, you're talking about 18 months to develop it. Did people at Nutrisystem try it? Did you have guinea pigs, in other words?
Oh, of course. That's one of the things we do like to do. We try all the programs. We eat all the food. We're active participants in everything that we do. And then, you know, we find based off that as well as off what, you know, our actual customers are saying. But, everybody was pretty excited at the company to be able to try this. And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, different elements. Are you this? Are you that? Do you have this? Mm. And so it's kind of fun.
Neat. All right, Dawn Zier, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, President and CEO of Nutrisystem.
Thank you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.